USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn is to be sentenced in a matter of hours for lying to the FBI about contacts with a top Russian official during the presidential transition. A legal analyst, Matt Miller, says he doesn't think Flynn's going to end up in jail.
The only reason I hedge a little bit is that this judge, Emmett Sullivan, is one of the most unpredictable judges, and at least certainly in the D.C. Circuit.
He spoke on MSNBC, special counsel Robert Mueller recommending no prison time for Flynn, saying he's cooperated in the ongoing Russia investigation. A commuter train strikes and kills two Chicago cops as they were investigating reports of shots fired on the city's south side yesterday. The suspect the two cops were trying to track down was eventually taken into custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
A county sheriff in Frederick, Maryland says
the cost of doing nothing is much more enormous than building the wall.
Sheriff County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins is one of among about 40 sheriffs from around the nation signing a letter urging lawmakers to fund the border wall with Mexico. But he's not so optimistic it's going to happen.
Do I have a real hope? I hope, yes. Do I think it's going to happen? No, I don't. I think it's a shame.
He was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. A Border Patrol station in New Mexico where a 7-year-old migrant girl was transported before she died in U.S. custody is to be visited by members of the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. The Department of Homeland Security conducting an investigation and telling congressional members that they cannot interview border agents during their visit. The little girl was said to have been suffering from a high fever and dehydration when she passed away earlier this month. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
New details emerge about Russian efforts to confuse voters in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Two reports prepared for the Senate were released yesterday outlining just how big of an impact Russian influence had. The reports claim Russia used every major social media platform in an effort to help President Trump win that election. The independent reports were prepared for the Senate Intelligence Panel, and according to them, the efforts aimed to boost support for Trump while distracting and confusing potential supporters of Democrat Hillary Clinton. President Trump, of course, has repeatedly rejected any suggestion that Russia helped him win the election. The woman who climbed the Statue of Liberty on the 4th of July in protest has been found guilty and now faces up to 18 months in prison. Therese Patricia Okemu was convicted of trespassing and disorderly conduct yesterday after climbing to the base of the landmark over the summer and then refusing to come down. She held a standoff that lasted for hours and resulted in the closure of that 4th of July, or the closure of that statue over the 4th of July. She claims the protest was in response to the Trump administration's policies concerning immigration. The Staten Island woman denied a jury trial in October, with a judge having decided her fate instead. And for USA Radio News,